This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're skipping the basics today, going straight for those really actionable insights that make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in B2B marketing, you know the drill. Meta descriptions, keywords, basic backlinks. But maybe you're seeing things kind of stall out.
Yeah, that plateau. It's super frustrating for a lot of B2B teams. You put in the time, the budget, but the results just aren't, you know, predictable long term.
Right. It feels like you're stuck on the surface.
Exactly. So today, our mission is to get past that checklist mentality. We're diving into, I think it's six overlooked B2B SEO drivers.
Okay.
The stuff that really builds systematic authority, makes your content last, and actually drives ROI that, well, affects the bottom line.
We're talking about how Google figures out if you're just noise or if you're the voice, the authority in your specific complex field.
Spot on.
It's more about building something solid, adaptable, not just reacting to every little algorithm tweak.
Precisely. Because B2B search is just different, isn't it? It's complex, the research cycles are long, buyer intent is super specific.
Totally.
So you got to address those deeper drivers that actually connect with the whole buying committee.
Okay, let's unpack this first big shift. The sources are pretty clear. Just stuffing keywords in, that's not just over, it actually hurts you now.
Oh, definitely.
So the whole focus needs to change from just covering terms to like fulfilling actual needs.
Right. And it all starts with factor one, search intent alignment. Google's not just reading words anymore. It's trying to figure out the user's purpose.
What they're really trying to do.
Exactly. Are they just looking for a quick definition that's informational? Or maybe trying to find your pricing page transactional or, you know, comparing different solutions, commercial investigation.
And for B2B, that's way more complicated, right?
Yeah.
Because one person might jump between those intents in like a single session.
That's the challenge. They might start defining a problem, then suddenly pivot to evaluating vendors.
Wow.
And if your content misses that specific intent at that specific moment, you lose relevance fast.
So what does success look like then? For B2B content.
It means tailoring every piece to solve a specific business challenge or answer a super targeted question that matches where that buyer is in their journey.
Okay.
And this isn't just theory. The sources really stress this. Get the intent alignment right, and it directly boosts those crucial behavioral signals. Think time on page, bounce rate.
Right. Because if they land, see, it's not what they wanted, they bounce immediately.
And Google absolutely notices that, thinks, nope, wasn't helpful.
Okay, that brings up something important about B2B research. It takes ages, involves tons of people. They're not just looking for one answer, are they? They need like a whole ecosystem of info they can trust.
You've hit it. And that's where the strategy gets, well, more sophisticated. This is where it gets really interesting.
Lay on me.
It leads straight into factor two, semantic SEO and topic clusters. Because Google gets context, right? It understands related ideas. So just hammering one main keyword isn't enough anymore.
You have to show the whole subject area.
Yes. You need to prove expertise across the entire domain.
So it's not just B2B CRM software. It's CRM integration issues, data security for CRMs, how to scale with the CRM, that kind of thing.
Exactly that. And how does that translate to your website structure?
Yeah. How do you organize that?
That's where the cluster model is brilliant for B2B. You build these big, comprehensive pillar pages around major topics. Think of them as your cornerstone guides.
Okay.
Then you support those pillars with lots of detailed blog posts or articles on related subtopics, and you link them all together internally.
Creating a web of knowledge.
Precisely. It's less like a random collection of articles and more like a specialized library. Everything connects back, builds a coherent argument for your expertise.
I get that. It feels much more about building systemic trust over time. So the big takeaway is this strong internal linking tells search engines you're an authority on the whole topic, not just one page.
And that authority, that systemic view, is probably the single biggest long-term driver for B2B rankings.
All right, let's shift gears. We've got great content clustered perfectly. Now, what about the technical foundation, the plumbing, so to speak?
Oh, the scaffolding. Yeah.
This stuff often gets ignored until, bam, something breaks. I've heard it called the silent traffic killer.
That's a perfect description.
Yeah.
Because you don't see the problem until your rankings just inexplicably drop.
So what are we talking about here?
This is factor three, technical SEO health. Fundamentally, Google cares a lot about user experience, UX.
Right.
So even if your content strategy is amazing, if your site is slow, full of broken links, or doesn't work on mobile, Google sees that as a poor experience and, well, it dings you.
Okay, and for B2B sites, which can be huge and really complex,
yeah.
What are the common technical traps, things marketers might miss?
Good question. Beyond the basics like speed and mobile, B2B sites often wrestle with indexing problems just because of their sheer scale.
Like what?
We often see issues with things like faceted navigation, you know, those filters on product pages.
Yeah, like filtering by feature or industry.
Exactly. Sometimes those create thousands of duplicate or near duplicate URLs. Google gets confused. Low value stuff.
Yeah.
Also, just managing a massive product or service catalog, making sure canonical tags are right, ensuring everything's on secure HTTPS and fast. It's critical.
So the advice isn't just run an audit.
No, it's run deep, probably monthly technical audits. Use tools like Google Search Console, Screaming Frog, SEMrush, whatever you prefer, but actively hunt for these scale-related issues.
Yeah, monthly sounds like a big ask for maybe a mid-sized B2B team, you know, smaller marketing department.
I hear that, but it's really about prioritizing. You honestly can't afford not to.
Why is that?
Because the cost of technical debt, lost traffic, indexing chaos, maybe even needing manual intervention down the line, it just dwarfs the cost of regular checks.
Right, preventive maintenance.
Exactly, start with the big things. Core Web Vitals, index coverage errors in Search Console. Treat it like essential upkeep for your biggest lead source.
Okay, makes sense. So let's say our technical house is in order, site's healthy. How do we make our result actually pop on the search results page? We're moving from the behind the scenes stuff to the presentation.
Right. And that brings us to factor five, structured data and schema markup. This isn't about fancy formatting for users, not directly anyway. It's about translating your page's content into a language search engines instantly grasp.
A universal language for Google, basically.
You got it. And what's the visible result for the user?
What do they see?
They see rich snippets. By using schema, you can enable things like FAQ dropdowns right in the results, or show review stars, or list key product details.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. They definitely stand out.
Massively. And the impact is immediate. Your click-through rate, your CTR, often jumps significantly, sometimes double-digit percentage increases.
Wow.
Your result is just more informative, more appealing, looks more authoritative than the plain blue links.
So wait, schema itself doesn't directly push you higher in rankings, like from position 5 to 1?
Not directly, no. But it's a huge visibility multiplier for the rank you already have. It makes people much more likely to click your result over others.
Gotcha. So for B2B specifically, what schema types are most useful?
Definitely use organization markup builds trust signals. And for complex content, things like article schema or how-to schema are great. They signal expertise and help users see if your content answers their specific question before they even click.
Okay, that clicks, which leads us right into the feedback loop. Factor four, user engagement metrics and behavioral signals. This is like Google creating your content in real time after someone clicks that nice schema-rich result.
Precisely.
So what are those high bounce rates or low dwell times really telling the algorithm?
They're basically shouting, this content didn't cut it. It didn't satisfy the user's intent.
Ouch.
Yeah. Google looks closely at things like dwell time, how long someone stays before clicking back to the search results and task completion.
Hmm.
Did they find what they needed? These are powerful signals about your content's quality.
And for B2B, low dwell time must be particularly bad, right?
Yeah.
Because the content is often dense white papers, detailed guides.
Exactly. If someone clicks on your complex guide and leaves after 10 seconds, that's a major red flag. It suggests your solution wasn't framed well or wasn't what they actually needed.
So how do you optimize for that? It's not just technical SEO anymore, is it? It sounds more like, I don't know, behavioral science meets content design.
That's a great way to put it. You need to design for deep engagement.
What does that look like, practically, beyond just write good headlines?
Well, think about incorporating interactive elements, maybe calculators, self-assessment tools, comparison tables, things that naturally keep people on the page longer and provide immediate value.
Things that make them do something.
Right. And another key thing for B2B is focusing on micro conversions as positive signals. If someone downloads a detailed PDF spec sheet, or signs up for a very specific webinar.
Even if they don't buy immediately.
Exactly. That action signals deep engagement to Google. It's a proxy for satisfaction. So optimizing for that kind of deeper UX directly feeds those performance metrics Google tracks.
That really changes how you think about user experience. It's not fluffy stuff. A hard, trackable ranking signal.
Mm.
Okay, one more factor. What about keeping that authority once you've earned it? Authority can be, well, temporary, especially in fast-moving tech or regulated industries.
Absolutely. Which brings us neatly to factor 6, content freshness and update frequency. The source material is blunt here. Outdated content is a credibility killer.
Yeah, nobody wants advice from 2021 and 2024.
Right. If your top-ranking article on, say, cloud security trends is years old, it actively undermines your brand. Google rewards content that reflects current info, current best practices, the latest data.
Okay, but if you have hundreds, maybe thousands of pages, you can't rewrite everything constantly. What's the realistic strategy?
It's about a structured refresh, not a total rewrite frenzy. The key is implementing a, say, quarterly content refresh schedule.
So quarterly, okay.
Focus on your most important, top-performing content that's also time-sensitive. And the refresh involves a few things. First, update the obvious. Stats, dates, key figures.
Makes sense.
Second, revisit the original intent. Has the user's need or the language they use actually changed since you first published?
Yeah, good point.
And third, re-optimize based on what competitors are doing now and any new related terms that have emerged. This regular structured maintenance shows search engines and your potential customers that you're not just active, you're still a leading current authority.
Got it. So it creates this kind of virtuous cycle. Technical health lets the great content shine through schema. Good presentation drives better user engagement, which proves the content's value and authority. And keeping it fresh maintains that authority.
Okay.
All built on that solid foundation of clusters and intent. Hashtag outro.
So wrapping this all up, what's the big takeaway for someone listening, thinking about their next SEO plan? If you pull these six factors together, the intent alignment, topic clusters, technical health, schema, those behavioral signals, and freshness.
The core message seems to be, stop chasing fleeting trends. It's about building this adaptable, authoritative foundation that turns visibility into actual leads long term.
Couldn't have said it better. The real shift needs to be away from that narrow view of SEO. Stop asking, how do I rank for keyword X?
Right.
And start asking the bigger question, how do I perfectly satisfy my ideal user's intent at every stage of the research while systematically proving my expertise? If you nail quality, context, and user satisfaction, the rankings tend to take care of themselves.
Excellent point. Okay, that brings us to our final thought, something for you, the listener, to chew on as you look at your own B2B digital strategy.
Yeah, so given how much the sources emphasize those behavioral signals, dwell time, bounce rate as really critical B2B ranking factors, ask yourself this.
Okay.
If Google is basically running a huge behavioral science experiment on your website, tracking engagement down to the second, what core assumption you hold about your product's complexity or maybe its perceived value needs questioning? Is your digital data, your user behavior metrics, actually telling you that your content, or maybe even your core explanation, is just too abstract, too generic, maybe too hard for buyers to process quickly? Does it force you to rethink how you explain what you do?
Wow, that's a deep one.
Start there. Challenge those core assumptions based on what the cold, hard data of user behavior is showing you.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.